Today's daf was Beitza daf Gimel. The Masechta started out by telling us that the Shita of Beis Hillel is that if a Beitza is no lot in Yantif, if an egg is laid in Yantif, that it's Asur. So we have four different opinions as to what the problem is, why it is that a Beitza is no lot in Yantif is Asur. We had Rav Nachum who said that we're talking about a Tarnagolas that's Omedas Legadel Beitzim, and the issue is one of Muktzah, one of Nolad. We had Rabbu who said that we're talking about a Tarnagolas Omedas Lachiva, a Tarnagolas that you had planned on eating, and the whole concern is an issue of Hachana, which is a problem Midar Reisa, that if it was a Yantif that fell out right after Shabbos, so any egg that's laid on Yantif was prepared on Shabbos, and that's a problem Midar Reisa. Then we had a third sheet of Yosef who says that when an egg comes out of the chicken, it is very similar to peros hanoshrin, to fruits that fall off of a tree, and just like you're not allowed to have fruits that fall off of a tree because of a gzera, shema yalav yitzlosh, so part of that same gzera, it's kulachad gzera, part of that same gzera is that you're not allowed to have the egg that comes out of a chicken. And then the fourth shita was Rabbi Yitzchak, who says gzera mishum mashkin shezavu, that just like liquid that seeps out of fruits, you're not allowed to use because of a gzera shema yischot, that you might come to squeeze the fruits itself, so too the egg that comes out, it's just like liquid that squeezes out of that seeps out of fruit. So the Gemara says, well, we understand why everyone rejects Rav Nachman's opinion, because instead of arguing about the egg, they might as well have argued about the chicken. So we understand why no one wants to say like Rav Nachman. Ki Rabba Nami Lo Amri, we understand why no one wants to say like Rabba, because they just don't hold of this concept of Hachana, that there's some sort of problem Midaraisa for the egg to be finished being prepared on Yom Tov. But why is it that the two opinions that both hold it relates to some sort of gezeira don't say like each other? What's each one's problem with the other one? So the Gemara says, well, to say like Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef found it difficult to say like Rabbi Yitzchak, that it was mishum mashkin shazavu, that it's similar to liquid, because it's not a liquid. An egg is a food. It's not a liquid at all. And on the flip side, we didn't want to say that it's like peros hanoshrin, because unlike peros hanoshrin, the egg, much more like liquid, and unlike peros hanoshrin, the egg is inside. It's completely engulfed in something else, as opposed to peros hanoshrin, which were on the tree, and we're totally exposed beforehand. So the Gemara says, well, we know for sure that Rabbi Yochanan holds that the reason for the egg being a problem is Mishum Mashkin Shazavu, that it's very similar to liquid that seeps out of fruits. How do we know that Rabbi Yochanan holds this? Because he asked a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. He pointed out that Rabbi Yehuda holds that when liquid actually seeps out of fruits, imli ochla nayotzimen mutter. That Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it was a fruit that you planned on eating, not squeezing, not juicing, it was a fruit that you planned on eating, then the liquid that comes out is mutter. So apparently he's not worried about mashkin shazavu. Yet that same Rabbi Yehuda is worried about a beitza shenol de biyomtov, holds that a beitza shenol de biyomtov is asur. The fact that Rabbi Yochanan asks such a stira obviously indicates that Rabbi Yochanan thinks that Beitza Shenolda is a problem of Mashkin Shazavu. That's the only way it's a stira, otherwise there's no stira. He's asking on Rabbi Yehuda, how can you say the Beitza is okay, that the Beitza is not okay rather, and Mashkin Shazavu are okay? So obviously he holds that there should be, that's a stira, because the Beitza is a din of Mashkin Shazavu. Now how do we take answer the stira? So Rabbi Yochanan answers the stira, three approaches to answering the stira. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mechlefes Hashita, we mixed up the Shitas of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Ravina gives a different answer. He says, no, Rabbi Yehuda was just saying, according to the Rabbanan, he was saying, I hold that the Beitza Shenolda is totally mutter. But at least you should at least be moda that on Yom Tov Sheni it should be mutter, even if you hold that on Yom Tov Rishon it's going to be Asir. On the day that it was actually null, that it's going to be Asir. Then Ravina holds that, the Ravina Breid Ravula rather holds, that the answer to Rabbi Yehuda is that we're talking about a Tarnagolos HaMedes Gadol Beitzim, and Rabbi Yehuda holds a Muktza. So that was it. It's not an issue of Mashkin Shazavu. It's a totally different issue. It's an issue of Muktza. Then the Gemara tried to bring a Raya that Rabba's Shita must be correct, that it's an issue of Hachana, because it said about a Beitza Shenolda that if it's a Suffolk Beitza Shenolda that it's going to be Asir. That only makes sense if the issue is a Dalraisa issue. If it were a Drabanan issue, then it wouldn't make sense to say Sveika Asura. So Gemara says it seems to be a pretty clear Raya to Rabba. So Gemara says, no, it's not a Raya, because maybe the case of Suffolk being Asur is not talking about a Suffolk Beitza Shenolda on Yantiv. Maybe it's talking about a Suffolk Trefa. It's a totally different issue. It's all about a Suffolk Trefa. Then the Gemara gives three possibilities why an egg would not be batel, because that same Braisa told us that afilu be'elef it's not batel. So he said, if the deal is that it's a Suffolk Yantiv, Suffolk Chol, we understand why it's not batel. It's a davar shiyesh lo matirin, and the halach is that anything that will eventually become mutter, after is not going to be batel. Second possibility why it wouldn't be batel, even if the deal is that we're talking about a trefa, we're not talking about a beitza shnol de biyamtov, it still might make sense that it's not batel, because it might be that beitza chashuva, that it's a very chashuva thing, and it's not batel. But the Gemara points out that's really talui in two deos of what defines chashuv. Is chashuv something that is even es shedar kalimnos, or something that's kol shedar kalimnos? Is chashuv defined as something that you sometimes count because it's so chashuv you would sell it by exact number, or it has to be something that you would always count, you would never sell it in any other way but counting it in order to be chashuv? And the third approach is that I'm Rav Papa, that where the reason that it's not going to be batel is because of davar shebeminyan, that the halach is that a davar shebeminyan is not batel. And Hashem will pick up with that tomorrow.